And now for part two of the Beatles conversation.
Now, if you ask me that same five, if you ask me my top five again, I'll probably change it.
Okay, so don't top, do that again. Top five for you would be. No, just kidding.
Oh, God, no!
Just an endless loop of you say your top five and they're all different.
Until it's just. And then, okay, so I guess one. Okay, here you go. And here's. I'll give you my.
Was there a special mention?
I'll give you a least favorite. I'll give you an honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
Now, see, my least favorite song, though. If I had to say a least favorite,
it better not be one of the most popular ones.
No. It's a deep cut from Magical Mystery Tour. There's a song called Blue Jay Way, and I don't like that song. That song's kind of weird. It's a George Harrison sang song. I'm just.
Do you skip it whenever it comes on?
Yeah. Oh, let's see. My hot take, least favorite song. A hot take, for and this is in the running for least favorite. And this is, I'm gonna get yelled at, but. I don't like Yellow Submarine.
Really?
I don't like Yellow Submarine. I think it's boring and I think it's overplayed.
I mean, I definitely think that that's out of all their songs. I mean, with the
say that, but I have the Yellow Submarine right here.
I mean, like it is the most like Beatles. Thing that you can think of, like when you think of Beatles, you think of Yellow Submarine. So,
yeah.
I mean, like anyone who knows you're a Beatles fan would be like, "Oh, hey, here's Yellow Submarine. Jesse would like this," and you're like, "Oh, thanks," but then you're like, yeah. "I really hate that song."
It's one of those thanks, I hate it moments.
but yeah, I mean, it is like out of all the Beatles songs, it is very na 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 na
na na na na. And like, it's the this, same thing
for like over, 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it's I just
and it's funny. Only and it's only broken up by like the
cut the cable, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, because they were talking about that. I did see an interview with Ringo whenever they did an interview in the studio where they recorded it all, and like for that part of the song or whatever they had, like Ringo was in the closet screaming. He's like, cut the cable. Oh, and they recorded the whole thing or whatever. You know, John's got his full steam ahead, Sergeant. You know, just like that part's cool, but like the rest of it is just so.
It's like they were all like, "Hey, let's do a song about a submarine, but let's just sing Yellow Submarine the whole time, and then we'll do like fun stuff in it, like you know, voices and like you
got,
know."
Got the bell. They got the like the dock bell. The ding ding ding. Yeah,
that's the only reason we did it, and we didn't really want to come up with words for it, but like. You know, we all live in a yellow submarine. There you go. There's the words for it.
There you go. And that to this day, there are still people who are like, "Well, the Yellow Submarine was actually just a cover up because they just didn't want to put the song title because it's about this." And you're like, "But it's not. They just wanted to write a silly song, bro. Chill. It's like they were VeggieTales before VeggieTales was VeggieTales.
It's like I bet you can actually about every Beatles name title you can be like, oh, they actually meant it to be like this.
So many people
conspiracy to this day still,
oh, there's a lot of I don't know if you know about the conspiracy theory about Paul, but there is like so many people who will like try and piece together, like they'll pull like a word from one song from one album and they're like, "Well, the 17th word on this album correlates with the 48th the line from this one song in this album and it means something." You have no life. Please stop.
Isn't there please a Beatles stop. Song that if you play it, I mean, they say this about every hardcore band, but like, isn't there like a Beatles song where if you play it backwards, it's like.
So
satanic or something.
So it's not satanic, but if you listen to, there is songs like that. It's Led Zeppelin that has that song. If you play it back, it sounds like they're singing like "Hail, you know, the devil" and stuff like that.
Yikes!
That's not a fan of me. You know, there is like a lot of like because of subliminal messages and stuff. But if you listen to the song "Strawberry Fields Forever." At the very end of the song, when the music fades out and it starts to fade back in, and you hear an ambulance siren, like an old school ambulance siren just going off, And then if you listen very, 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 very closely, I think it's in your left ear because stereo was a big thing because it had just come out. You know, it's like stereo. And then instead of mono, right? You know, mono is just everything coming out of one speaker, whereas stereo, it sounds like you're there, you know? And that was revolutionary. But if you listen, I think it's on the left ear or on the left side. I always, like, whenever I'm in the car and the song comes on or whatever, I always turn the fade all the way over to the left so I can hear it. But you hear a faint voice say something along the lines of, "I buried Paul." And they go, "You buried Paul? Why'd you bury Paul? Paul's not dead. Or is he?"
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. You know, it's just, like, wild stuff. But there's a lot of people that thought that Paul McCartney died in a car accident in a place called Snowshoe Mountain. And then they got a guy that looked exactly like him to take his place. And it's a big conspiracy theory, and there are people who believe it. And my mom actually wrote one of her papers in high school about this whole ordeal.
I mean, it is kind of fishy because, like...
It is.
He's the only one left alive, right? Is Ringo still alive?
Yeah, Ringo's still alive.
Oh, okay. I mean, Ringo couldn't keep his mouth shut anyway. Like, if that was actually a thing, like, Lennon's dead, George is dead. Yeah, Paul. Yep. Well, yeah, he's not really Paul. Just saying.
Yeah, yeah. So no, but a lot of people don't know that even George Harrison's dead because George Harrison died in 2001, a month after 9/11.
Mm.
So a lot because he died of cancer. But get this: someone tried to kill him 3 months prior. They were waiting in his house in New York, and he got home or whatever, and he went inside, and this guy jumped him and stabbed him. And, you know, he went down or whatever, and George's wife beat him unconscious with an umbrella.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's sad, but at the same time, it's just kind of one of those things you're just like, what? But, like, yeah.
Drama. So,
like, yeah, that happened. And then, this wasn't the wife, by the way, that left him for Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah, different wife.
But different wife.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories about the whole "I buried Paul" thing, and there's a lot of things about the way. Oh, heck, even this album cover. Like, if you look, I'm gonna stand up. Don't look at my pants. Man, imagine somebody just skips to this part in the podcast and they just hear, "Don't look at my pants." But
it might happen. You never know.
Who knows? But you have Lennon right here, right? And then you have Ringo, and you have Paul. And then you have, let me move my hair, and you have George, right? So this is supposed, like, a lot of people think that this is symbolic of a funeral procession.
Mm.
So you have John Lennon, who is Jesus. You have Ringo, who is the funeral director. And then Paul, you can't see it here, but in this picture, Paul is not wearing any shoes.
And
the thing is they don't bury dead people with shoes on. I don't know. So Paul's not wearing any shoes, and then George is supposed to be the undertaker. So that's how they interpret this album cover. So that's it's almost like they bought in to the whole, like, thing about like they bought because they knew, you know, a lot of people, like, because, like, whenever it was I think first the fiction of him being dead was made up by these bored college kids on a local college radio station back in the 60s, and it spread so fast, though. It spread like wildfire whenever they started talking about it. So, like, it got overseas. I think it was some Ivy League school, like Harvard or Yale or something. But it spread so fast, it got over to London, and they were like, "Is Paul dead? Like, hello? Do we not know something?" And, like, you know, so their manager, Brian Epstein, calls and says, "Paul, are you alive?" "Yeah, I think I'm alive. Why?" And so there's a whole lot of controversy about that. I think that it's a bunch of hullabaloo, but that's just me. What do I know? I'm just a Beatles fan. I'm all for the speculation, but there's they give nods to it because, like, I Am the Walrus has, like, subtle hints, apparently. I don't know. I think it's kind of silly. But, you know, I think, but if you're a band that big, you're going to have things like that happen.
Yeah.
You know? Like, for a while, people thought, like, when, like, when people, do you remember, like, the rumor here, like, a couple years ago that Adele was dead?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, Adele has died, like, 6 times. So yeah. I don't know. You know? So that's why things. It was so hard. Yeah. See, one of the things is like, so whenever, this is going to take a little bit of like a somber turn, but like whenever, like I'm a big Link, like I love Linkin Park, right? Like mm-hmm. old Linkin Park was like one of my favorites. But whenever their lead singer, whenever he died, no one confirmed it. There was a reliable source. And so I was like, oh, this is like Adele, you know, Adele's died like 5 times, you know, Paul, you know, the joke about Paul being dead. So I'm like, there's no way he's dead. And then like, it's just more and more sources started confirming it. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh God, please don't be true. Please don't be true. And then it was, but like, yeah. it's just like, you know, all these things that like, and it's all because you have some bored college kids, you know? So, yeah. and you know, they got it right with this, with Chester Bennington, but like, it's just, you know, one of those things. But yeah, if you're as popular as that, you're going to have these kind of things that surround you. People yeah. will look for the slightest bit of, just because it gets clicks, it gets views, it gets, you know, back in their day, it got them publicity. It got them listeners. Yeah. You know? And so,
those,
you know,
dang content creators.
Those darn content creators. I'm gonna hunt them all down.
Oh, but, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah. there are so many just things about the Beatles, and I mean, I had heard like a little bit about that, but I definitely, that was all new information to me, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I had no clue.
Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff. That's for
well
sure.
about, you know, my music, like I couldn't. I mean, my favorites would be just be the songs that that would be everyone's favorites. I mean, I really don't know the. Enough of the songs to be like you and name 5 to 10 songs that aren't like the number one hits.
Yeah.
So, you know, mine are the classics. But did you even, oh no, you did say your least favorite song. but yeah, conspiracy theory took a hold of the conversation. It was great for a period of time. So kind of changing a little, you know, sidestepping a little bit. The movies, I mean, you know, the Beatles were such a big sensation, and not only were they, you know, the girls loved them, music was great, but like they even made movies about them. Like, you really can't say that about any other bands.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's make movies.
Not at the time. That's for darn sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they that was one of those things that I don't think that originally they had wanted to do, but you know, hey, they
So you think that was like a manager or like a
we're already making this much money. Let's make some more money,
yeah.
You know? And so I think that was part of it, I think, personally. I mean, but like at the same time, they always said, now if you had to guess which of the Beatles was the public deemed the best actor who would have been?
Oh gosh. Jeez. I mean, I've seen Paul in movies.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he would be deemed the best. George?
Okay. Well, hey, you've already eliminated two, so now you got a 50% chance.
Not Ringo. No.
Ringo!
No! What? Why?
Mm-hmm. Well, they just said that the way he did things was just, like, it was, like, he didn't even need to be told, like, how to say a line. He just knew how to do it.
Really?
Or, like, you know, his level of, like, intellect when it came to that kind of thing was just insane.
I mean, they do say there's something about a drummer.
Yeah.
It's all about that performance.
You're darn right. And, you know, so, but they say that he was, like, unanimously, like, the best of the actors of the Beatles.
Really?
And,
really?
And I lied earlier. I said it was 4 movies. There's actually 5.
Oh.
Oopsies. Because wow, it's Hard Day's Night, Help, Yellow Submarine, Magical Mystery Tour, and Let It Be.
So,
I forgot about Magical Mystery Tour.
I haven't seen any of these.
Okay.
What are they even about? Like, I'm pretty sure I maybe watched a scene of one, but don't ask me which one it is. But like, what are they? Like, what?
You know,
are
I'm pretty
they?
Sure I had a copy of Hard Day's Night when we were roommates in college. I know I did.
I don't know if I ever watched it though.
Yeah, you might have caught it. I don't know. Maybe. But you know, Hard Day's Night was just about a day in the life of the Beatles. It was just kind of silly. Like, it started out like, and it had humor. Like, you know, they're on a train and, you know, they're running from all these girls. It starts out and they're running from the girls, right? And they make it all on the train and Paul's father is with them. And they you know, they're performing on the train or whatever. And they've got, like, Paul's father likes to, or his grandfather likes to get into, like, mischief. So, like, the grandfather's always running off and doing his, like, trying to, you know, like, you know, talk to girls and things like that. And, like, he's always trying to have to, like, reel him in and be like, I'm sorry, ma'am, you know, all this stuff. And, but, like, and then, like, they go to, like, a studio and then they record a set on the studio and then Ringo gets sad and then Ringo goes off and, like, they play, like, Ringo's theme.
Oh, and, my gosh.
Like, it's like the comical, like, there's, like, a scene where there's like a construction, like, area and it's mud and the woman is walking through and Ringo sees her and he goes, oh, no, hold on. So he takes his coat off and he lays it down so she can walk across it and not get muddy. And then he picks his coat up again and then lays it in the next mud puddle so she can walk across it and not get muddy. And then she, you know, just keeps going until eventually he sets it over one and it's a, like a manhole cover, but there's no manhole. So she steps up and she just falls down and you're just like, what? And it's just like, you know, it's one of those like little comic relief kind of things. But like, and that was really Hard Day's Night. It was just like a day in the life of the Beatles. The second one, Help, was a little bit different. It had more of a storyline. It was definitely different. It was kind of like they had like Ringo had a magic ring, and like it could do different things. And like this group of people was trying to get his ring. And there was like a bunch of mad scientists, and it was basically a satirical take on like one of the early James Bond movies.
Oh my gosh!
Was Help, and it was so silly, to say the least.
So silly.
It was so silly, dude. Like it was like the scenes from it are like it's just kind of funny, but yeah, like the, you know, it was just like the British Secret Service was in it and all this stuff. But it was like, you know, like they drew a lot of the influence from like the 1960s, like Batman movies and like 007 and like stuff like that. And so they had a lot of like the spy themes, like, you know, like one of the like the opening theme is like this like James Bond-esque, like just bam, 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 and it's like got this like really like spy sounding guitar. It's like it's actually really funny.
Spy sounding guitar.
Like it's like dun, 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 dun. It's like perfect. It's so good.
So but, were these like glorified music videos? Like was it kind of like we're making these to show music or we're making these literally just to make a movie?
So they did both. I mean there were segments of you could kind of almost like put it almost like it was like an extravagant play, you know? Cuz there was lots of dialogue. And there was lots of content between the music, but like one song, dialogue, another song, dialogue, another song, and then it just kept going until they reached the end of the film.
But, is there one about like where they're in a field, and there might be a tank?
Yeah, help. That's help.
Okay, I think I've seen that one.
It's a weird one. Yeah, it's a weird one. That's probably, and I say that's the weird one, but that's, they're all weird. So, like Yellow Submarine is a cartoon about, you know, them having to save Pepperland from the Blue Meanies. And I think I already showed it. Yeah, so like, I have the Yellow Submarine.
And the Blue Meanie?
I actually don't have a Blue Meanie. Oh, that's Hermione Granger, don't mind her. No, that's not her. That's not Hermione. That's
Jenny.
Thank you. My wife would be so mad at me right now, dude. If I don't know the names of Harry Potter characters, she's mad.
Harry Crotter.
Harry Crotter. See, but you have like, see, this is like this is the Beatles in the Yellow Submarine movie.
Oh, nice.
As Lego minifigures.
That's cool.
But yeah, so like you know, like but like it was just like they had to save the Pepperland from the Blue Meanies, and it was weird. And then Magical Mystery Tour was weird. They had like shovelfuls of spaghetti and they were throwing them. It was just like,
oh my gosh.
What is. And then Let It Be kind of went back to the old Hard Day's Night formula of it was, they kind of had their, like, it was just like a musical documentary kind of deal. But there was less dialogue. It was just more about them coming in the studio and kind of arriving and playing music and then, you know, doing their thing. But like, nice. Yeah, Magical Mystery Tour, Help, and I'd say Hard Day. Man, I think probably Hard Day's Night's still my favorite, just because it was one of the first ones that I watched.
Yeah.
And it was just, I liked it. Like, it was just, because it kind of gave it gave more character to the Beatles, like, as individuals, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, just like their, like, you know, like, whenever, like, you know, like, when, at one point or whatever, like, they're showing, like, you know, like, they're on TV, and they've got the guy with the big old camera, and it flashes across the screen, it says, you know, Paul McCartney. And then the next one, it shows George playing his guitar, and it says, George Harrison. And then it shows John Lennon, and John Lennon was married at the time. And so it said, you know, John Lennon, and in parentheses underneath of it, it said, sorry, girls, he's married. Like, it's just like silly little things like that, you know. But I think that's probably my favorite, though, out of all. And I loved Help, but Magical Mystery Tour and Yellow Submarine were a
bit weird.
Much.
Yeah.
Probably
that British humor. The British old humor.
I gotta remove Jenny Weasley. She's not allowed to be on the.
I mean,
hey, I got her last name right though.
That is true.
Let the record show that I did end up correcting myself.
This doesn't have the Beatles in it, but I mean, it's kind of a special mention, just, you know, to kind of end the movie conversation. But yeah. Across the Universe. I've never seen it.
Lucas, don't do this.
And
to
I'm
me.
Pretty sure you were like, you were watching this when we were roommates in college, and we never did.
Yeah, I really like that movie. I think it's really
It's just pretty much a movie about, like, that has the Beatles song in it, kind of flowing the movie, right? Like,
the storyline. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, yep. And
kind of like Moulin Rouge, but not.
Yeah, you know, so, but I think, because, like, it just blends the song. So it takes the storyline, they make the characters in the songs, like they have a character named Pauline Pam that is a character in the Abbey Road album, and she is, you know, somebody in the movie. But, like, you know, just, like, different guys, like, Jude is the main character, you know, from Hey Jude.
Hey Jude.
And, yep, and, like, you know, I think it's a very good nod, and, like, the soundtrack for it is actually really good. I'm very, very critical of people who try and cover Beatles songs. It's the ultimate compliment to the Beatles, you know, I mm-hmm. think, but I really think it's so hard to do a Beatles song well. They did it for that whole album. Like, there wasn't a single song on there that I was just like, well, this sucks, you know? If you have the chance to watch the movie, I highly recommend you do. It's got one of my favorite. I'll tell you, my favorite song from that soundtrack is the song that I should have probably still put now. And if you ask me my top five again at the end of the video, end of the podcast,
another honorable mention coming up.
The song called "I've Just Seen a Face" from the Help album. It is a, like, the whole scene around that part in the movie is like they're in a bowling alley, and like he's just now finding out he's in love with this girl, right? And the song's called "I've Just Seen a Face," and like the opening lyrics are, "I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met." And like, and then like there's like a whole big choreographed like thing where they're all like sliding down the bowling alley lanes, and you know, they're jumping over everything, and it's just wild. Like, it's a cool scene. The song cover that they do is really, really good. I just love that song. That's a good song. There's actually, if you remember the Michael and Jesse Corbin, Michael Jesse cover videos from the college days, we actually covered "I've Just Seen a Face."
I think I've heard. I mean, I've heard that one. So,
yeah. So yeah, it does exist. Shout out to Corbin LaFon. He's a homie.
He's been on the podcast.
Has he been on the podcast?
So has Michael.
Yo, let's go. Okay, so I'll take it. You know, Corbin and Michael are homies. So.
There. Go back and listen to their podcast. I'm pretty sure we talked about we talked about dice and card games with Corbin.
Oh yeah.
And we talked about digital art with Michael. So I'm pretty sure separate seasons. So, but to wrap up the conversation, like, I know this is kind of a big part of the conversation. But for the last little bit, we'll talk about this and then we'll wrap it up. But you know, this is kind of the nitty gritty part of it. But, like, have, you know, the Beatles, I mean, have they fallen out of favor? Have they become, dare I say, overrated? you know, were they already overrated? You know, are they underrated to this day? I mean, like, you know, what is the true, you know, the, because I feel like the Beatles kind of haven't been mentioned lately. I mean, Ringo's still alive. I think there was a period of time when he kind of came out. I can't remember where that was, but wasn't there videos? Didn't he, like, do videos about stop sending me stuff or something like that?
I don't follow as much of what Ringo does hardly anymore, because he doesn't really do any, like, tours or anything, like, hardly at all. Like,
yeah.
I mean, given the man is,
60?
He's definitely, no, he's a little bit older.
70?
Than that. 80? He was the oldest beat. He was the old. Paul is, let's see, Paul was born in 1942. My dad is 71. So, my dad is 72 now. So I'm trying to think exactly, because he's 10 years older than mine. So yeah, so he'd be 80, 82 is Paul, and Ringo's even older than that. So hang on a second, I'll ask Google. Hey Google, how old is Ringo Starr? 83 years old.
Wow, I didn't even hear that at all.
That's crazy. So yeah, I need to get my, shut up Google. No.
You said he's 83.
83 years old. So, you know, and he doesn't do as much anymore. And I don't blame him. I mean, if I'm 83 and I've got that much money,
yeah,
I'm not doing anything. I'm going to go chill on the beach. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I do follow still what Paul does. Paul still releases music from time to time. I have had the pleasure of seeing Paul McCartney twice live.
Nice.
And I can tell you this. As far as the underrated and or overrated thing goes, I can't speak to whether or not they're underrated, because I've seen enough people who can, like they just, you know, that they packed an entire stadium in St. Louis that just, there was no seats left. There just wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out show in St. Louis. And I saw him back in 2012. I just remember this, the man came out, right? He had an opener, and it was, I don't even remember who the opener was, I'll be honest with you. But whenever he came out,
probably someone famous.
Probably someone famous that I just didn't care about.
You're like, Paul!
But yeah, right? I was just like, yeah, move over, you know, Willie Nelson. I'm not here to see you. he came out, and this is the timeline. We get there at probably 6 o'clock. The doors opened at 6:30. We got to our seats, and mind you, I paid $170 for this concert ticket, and here is the stage, here is the pit, here is the outer circle, here is the higher outer circle, and then there's this massive circle up here, and I was at the very tip top in the very corner. Oh, and I still paid $130 for that darn ticket. But I took my good friend Kevin with me, and we went up there, and it was, from the second he walked on stage with that band that he played with, he played for 3.5 hours, man, at 73 years old.
Jeez.
Like, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
Like, no headliner that you pay that much money to go see anymore, like, is going to play for 3.5 hours. Now, given... you could probably stack all their most people's albums together nowadays, and they're not going to have 3.5 hours worth of content.
Yeah.
But, like he came out, and Paul played a good mix of, like, because he played mainly, I'd say probably 60% of the stuff he played was the Beatles stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then he played his solo stuff, and he just kept playing, like, he played John Lennon, some of John Lennon's songs. He had a whole, like, 15-minute section of his set dedicated to honoring the memory of John Lennon. And then there was a 15-minute section of his set that was dedicated to George Harrison, you know? And it's just...
Mm.
It's just the man at that age... And this is even a show. You can look this up on YouTube. There's actually a video clip of him at that concert in St. Louis where he fell. Like, he was on the top of the piano just dancing around. 73 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And he fell. And I was like, oh, my God, he's dead! But he got right back up, and he just grabbed his bass and just kept playing. And I was just like, oh, But but yeah, it was insane. Like that was the first time I saw him. I saw him a couple years later in 2015, with a friend from college as well, and we all went down there to Little Rock, Arkansas, was where he played the second time. And the second time he played for 4 hours. Like,
jeez,
that was 3 years later. You know, like yeah. And that one was worth. Man, we paid. I think I paid $100. We had better tickets. We had better seats the second time around. But we paid. I think I paid $140 a ticket that time. But we were down like in the floor area, and it was awesome. But it was just, dude, for 4 hours, he serenaded us. And the thing is you know, I think, okay, well, he's probably changed the key of some of the songs to make it easier for him to sing because he's old. Nope. Same damn thing. Darn thing. Pardon my French. It's the same key for everything. He doesn't change any of the vocals, doesn't change. And the band that he has backing him is arguably the best group of musicians I've ever seen live.
Mm.
Like, they're just phenomenal. And, like, he's just great, man. I am just... I don't think they could be. See, I've got such a bias, so I don't know that I can say whether or not they're underrated or overrated. I know that in my opinion they're not overrated, but that's mine. Now mm-hmm. here in recent years, yes, they've kind of fallen off in like the public eye, if you will. But if we're being completely honest, and this is again maybe a biased opinion of mine, but music in the last couple of years really hasn't been that good, anyways.
Like, yeah, touche.
I mean, it just depends on what you listen to. My taste of music is still stuck in the 2000 eras. Like, I still listen to my Reliant K. I still listen to my Green Day. I still listen to my, you know, Fall Out Boy. You know, yeah. Stuff like that. Amberlynn, my poster here. Like, I was talking to my little sister the other day, and she's just like, I was taking her to a doctor's appointment, and I had my phone on shuffle. And she goes, you still listen to this stuff? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, you need to get some new taste in music. And I go, okay.
You're like, okay.
I'm sorry that I can't realize. But she's just like, this music's like older than me. And I'm like,
you know what? Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's older than me.
It is. Well. Yeah, right. And so, you know, we listen to the Beatles. And that's quite another one of the cool parts is like I brought the Beatles into the Lanham household again, right? So I you know, I have a lot of siblings,
mm-hmm.
and all of my siblings all have the same opinion of the Beatles because I brought them back in. And I, you know, I kind of pat myself on the back for that one every once in a while because I'm just like, yeah, that's right. I introduced my siblings to good music. But, I don't know if I can speak to them being overrated or underrated. In my opinion, I don't think they're overrated. I think that the world, because the thing is if you talk to musicians in the 70s and you talk to musicians in the 80s and you say, hey, who are some of your influences? You're going to get the common denominator of the Beatles and Elvis Presley. Those are just two people that are going to be. And then now you go back. I mean, heck, just a couple of years ago, Kanye West did a collab with Paul McCartney. With Rihanna.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing all these people, these little kids on Twitter. They were going, man, this Paul McCartney guy, he's so lucky that Kanye gave him a big break that he just made his whole career. And I'm like, I don't want to live in this world anymore.
Yeah.
like they're just like, oh yeah, Kanye made this man. I'm like, I really hate this place right now.
Yeah,
but
I remember that.
Oh my God, dude, it was so dumb. But it's just like, you know, it's just, I mean, but like, you can talk to so many like musicians and you can say, hey, you know, what's some of your favorite music to listen to? The common denominator is always going to be the Beatles. Like, people can they just get behind them. Now, you're going to have obviously one-offs, but like, I think that
the people that don't like them because they're well liked.
Exactly. It's mm-hmm. it's the hipster standpoint, right?
Yeah.
But like,
oh, I don't like them because they're just overrated.
Yeah, they're overrated. It's like, well, what's overrated about them? And then they go,
I just don't like their music, man.
Yeah. It's like you can just tell me. It's like, if you don't like them, I'm not gonna be offended by that. Like, it doesn't bother me because I've met a lot of people who don't like the Beatles, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's a personal choice, you know. It's like, I like them. I like them a lot, and I think you are missing out if you don't like them. But at the same time, I'm not gonna shove them down your throat, you know, and be like, you need to like the Beatles. But like, as far as I don't know, like, you're gonna have people on both sides of the field, you know, like people that love them. I think there are the vast majority, I'd say, do love them. But then there's the people who don't, And I think that they a lot of times just do that for because it's the unpopular thing to be because, you know, you want to stand out. So it's like you ask 10 people and you go, oh, yeah, I love the Beatles. I love the Beatles. I love them.
I hate the Beatles. And you're like, oh, why do you hate? Yeah. Yeah, it's just.
You hate them, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, why? Just tell me you haven't listened to their music without telling me you haven't listened to their music, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, and I mean, because the thing is they're as they got older, you know, the music changed so much. That there's something for everybody there. Like you can listen to, like, if you like the hard rock stuff, then listen to Helter Skelter. If you like, you know, the country-esque stuff, listen to the song What Goes On. That's a country-esque song. You know, if you like, you know, the upbeat, more kind of pop rock kind of stuff, then listen to, you know, I Saw Her Standing There. Or listen to I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. And so there's something there for everybody. It's just getting them to find that and to get over their own bias. And yeah. I'm not gonna shove it. Like I said, I'm not gonna shove it down someone's throat. But if you get the question of, oh, are they overrated or underrated? I think you're gonna get a different answer from everybody.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't think they're overrated. But at the same time, I wouldn't say that they're underrated either. I just know that they've kind of here recently. There's just not been as much talk about them because there's Paul's old. He's chilling out. He just celebrated his anniversary. I just saw something he posted on his YouTube talking about it's his anniversary with his wife. So awesome. Happy anniversary to Paul and Nancy. I don't know. I think that's my opinion. And, I mean, there's going to be people that disagree with that. But that's okay. That's why it is what it is, you know? It's an opinion.
Yeah. That's what this is all about. Those opinions.
You bet.
That are facts. No, just kidding.
Definitely facts. Everything that I have said is a fact, and if you disagree, then I hope you are.
That's what that's what this podcast is about. It's about facts.
Facts.
But
remember, facts don't care about your feelings.
They don't. Well, I mean, we covered a lot.
A lot of
stuff. And you kind of summed up what I think your last thoughts beautifully, so I'm not going to ask you for your last thoughts, unless you do have last thoughts. But
Really? No, I think I've said my piece, except for if anybody's curious. Oh, gee, what's that Jesse guy's favorite Beatle? It's Paul McCartney.
Oh, really?
There's never a question.
I never would have guessed that.
Never would have guessed it.
Never would have guessed Paul McCartney. It at all.
Paul McCartney is like my favorite Beatle, dog. He's so awesome. I love his solo work. I love his stuff, but his Beatles work. The songs that Ringo did not record the drums on, Paul recorded the drums on, and those two songs are Back in the USSR from the White Album, the opening track from the White Album, and the second track, which is Dear Prudence. Paul played the drums on both of those. So there you go. There's my closing thought, tidbit of information for you.
That's a lot of tidbit of informations.
But, there's too many of them.
But no, the Beatles led the world with their music, driving the music industry and truly becoming one of the greatest and most well-known bands in the world. If you have never listened to a Beatles song, trust me, you have. You should go listen to them right now. When I was doing research for this episode, like I said, I was just reminded of how good they really were, just listening to a couple of their songs. So go do it. Go do it. Go listen to the Beatles right now. But thanks for being on the show, Jesse. Really appreciate taking the time doing this.
This has been a blast. I have really enjoyed this, and it's been good catching up with you. To everybody else out there, please make sure and subscribe to this guy. He's doing a lot of work, and he's putting in the time and the effort. And it's he puts out good content, guys. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. And thank you for listening, you listeners out there. Shows come out every 2 weeks on Thursday. You can find me on Facebook and YouTube or your preferred podcast app. So thanks for listening. Stay safe out there. And remember, you don't care.